Hello, everyone, and thank you again for tuning in to Polititalk with Lane Palmer. This is going to be our season one finale. I'm recording this on Sunday night, and I'm going to post it on Monday, the day before the election. I'm doing this because it's kind of poignant of how I wanted this podcast to go. Polititalk with Lane Palmer was kind of started with this idea that I wanted people to be able to come on with different mindsets and different viewpoints and have me interview them to get their points across and ask them questions. And in that, I think we've really done a great job of getting out different ideas that maybe, people who have listened to this hadn't even thought of before. There were some people I interviewed who weren't really into politics, but still had a lot to say about it. There were some who live and breathe it every day. There were some who didn't really want to get involved, but after, you know, either being interviewed or even just listening to this podcast, registered to vote or voted for the first time, the amount of support that I've seen pouring in from people who have given this podcast a shot, from just a guy who does it in his spare time, is amazing. And I'm very grateful to everyone who has participated in this. I just wanted to read off some statistics. With this season finale, we have aired 20 episodes. We have gotten over a total of 500 downloads and streams across all platforms. And we've had a total of 10 guests who have been interviewed on the show. Moving forward, looking into season two, which will start after the election, I intend to continue interviewing new guests, but I also intend on having a lot of the previous guests come back if they are so inclined to talk about how things have changed even from when I first interviewed them. For a majority of these guests, I interviewed them back in January or February, and the world was a very much different place back then. I don't even think we knew about COVID yet. I don't think the public knew. Maybe we did, but we didn't know that it was in America or how far along it was. And we were talking about different things, right? Normal things. I remember being able to interview people at coffee shops or the library and being out in public. And now whenever I do an interview, it's over the phone and it's not in person. And I've been social distancing and wearing my mask and working from home. And yeah, this is it. Tuesday is it. If I'm being honest, I don't see a peaceful transition of power. Donald Trump is going to fight this tooth and nail, and I think he has the capability of winning. I don't think, what I mean by that is that I don't think he'll win the popular vote. I think he'll lose by more votes this time than he did to Hillary back in 2016. I think he'll lose the Electoral College. But he's going to have the ability to contest those results as president of the United States and, the Supreme Court and people, Republicans who are still in office. I just quite frankly don't see a peaceful transition of power taking place, even when it looks as though poll numbers are showing that Biden is in the lead. And I thoroughly believe that Biden is in the lead. I think when it's all said and done, he's going to have more votes. He's going to have more more in the Electoral College than Trump. But Trump is a slippery guy. He isn't going to take these results laying down. He's got plans on plans on plans of how he's going to stay in office, because he knows once he's out of office, he won't have that protection anymore from the things that he says and that he does. And I don't want to discourage people who are Trump supporters from listening to this podcast to listen to it. I just think that unfortunately, You have to kind of be able to see Trump for who he is. And, you know, there's no shame in saying, you know, I support this guy, but I know that he's a liar and I know that he's a traitor, but, you know, at least just be out and open about it. Don't lie and say that he hasn't done certain things, that we have him on tape saying, that we have on tape doing. He's not a good man for the presidency. I'm kind of shocked by, you know, the same people who had such an issue with Bill Clinton doing the things that he did. Just give a pass for Trump currently doing all of those things and even more. We need to get back to the America that at least I remember from my childhood. Mind you, you know, I only remember the Bush and the Obama administrations, but even just then, right? Like things seem to work so much better. And by things, I mean, things were normal. Things were a constant. You know, we didn't have the idea of a Medicare for all system. We didn't have the idea of what gay marriage would look like. We didn't know, a lot of things that we know now. And now that we know them, I don't see why we need to go back. You know, there's still talks of repealing same-sex marriage. There are talks of getting rid of Obamacare with no replacement, you know, kicking essentially thousands upon millions of people off of health insurance that they have. I just don't know why we keep taking steps backward. You know, it's like we take one step forward and two steps back. This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, progress is supposed to be an ever-turning thing. Progress for progress' sake. And I'm just kind of, I'm at a loss as to what to say in regards to things that are already established and things we can improve upon. I'm not saying that Obamacare is perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but we have that foundation. Why don't we do something with it? You know, gay marriage was just the first step. Why aren't we passing more laws allowing gay people to adopt and have rights to the child? There's a lot open to discussion and debate in this country, and that's all well and good. But when it comes down to the political sphere, we really just kind of have to ask ourselves, like, what do we want to stand for as a nation? You know, to me, it always goes back to the separation of church and state. If you are essentially presiding over a law and putting in your own faith presence into the bill, you know, what does that do to people who are isolated from that faith, who don't practice that faith or don't practice any faith, or who don't have the same sexuality that you do, or who don't have the same gender that you do? Like, everything goes into effect when you are creating a bill, and you have to think of any and all people who would be affected by it. One of my last guests that I had on the show, his name was Bobby. We had kind of talked in detail about just how slow things run in politics. Like, why is everything so unbelievably slow? Like, why can't we be faster when it comes to making decisions on things like climate change? Why do we have to wait until the year 2050 to just be on renewable energy? Why don't we just start now? Start now. You know, I don't know why we're so unbelievably slow. It's like we're riding on the back of a turtle. And not only are we moving slow on things we should be moving quickly on, we're moving backwards on certain issues. You know, who do you serve? Who do you, when you take that oath of office, who are you saying you're going to protect and serve? I don't know what kind of world we're about to jump into, guys. I know a lot of the steering of the ship will fall on my generation's shoulders to carry that burden. We have to get out there. We have to make our voices heard. We have to get away from this idea that social media has some kind of influence. You know, social media is a really great tool to an extent. You can't vote on social media. You can't stand in a protest or in a rally on social media. You can share things until you're blue in the face. People can unfollow you. I just hate this idea that we've become so reliant on social media that we actually don't get out and we don't make our voices heard at the polls or in the street. It just leads to endless fighting and commenting, and it doesn't move the needle on anyone. You have political conversations with people in person and in a respectful way to allow the other person to see the other side. When you're calling somebody a bigot or a racist or a snowflake on Facebook, you've already turned that person off to whatever it is that you have to say, because you're attacking them as a person and not the idea. The idea is always the thing that we should be attacking, not the person directly. Trump, as much as I loathe him, is a conduit for all of these racist and homophobic ideals. And again, those are the things that we should be attacking. We're already 12 minutes in. if you've listened this long, I'm sorry for rambling, but I want to go back to my first point and just again thank you for tuning in to this podcast. You know, we don't have a budget. we don't really do anything. You know, the money we generate is given back to charity for the specific podcast episodes that are for charity. We were able to raise $10 to donate to Black Lives Matter, which is pretty awesome compared to, you know, for the amount of listeners that I have. I mean, that's pretty significant, right? So thank you again. And as always, if you are somebody who would like to be a guest on my podcast, please let me know. I would love to have you on here, and you don't have to be politically savvy. You don't have to be in the know of everything that's going on. This podcast episode is about you and what you know about politics, what you were introduced to, what your views are, and any and all views are welcome and accepted here. I'm not going to berate you while we're I'm interviewing you. I'm going to listen to you and listen to what you have to say, and it allows other people to get, you know, an experience to listen to your views as well and maybe learn something that they didn't learn before. So I'm gonna end it here, and again, I'm just going to thank each and every one of you for supporting this. I really did not anticipate how essentially big this was going to get. And I hope I can continue to grow the channel in a way that will be influential. I really hope that maybe sometime I can even get, somebody, you know, like an actual politician that I can interview. Maybe, you know, Alicia Ocasio-Cortez, or, you know, maybe we'll start smaller than that, like Mike DeWine from Ohio, or John Kasich. I don't know. We'll do something. I don't really have the money to pay them to be on the podcast, but, you know, maybe they'll just do it for, you know, like charity. So thank you guys again for supporting this, and I hope that you have a great day. After this election, let's just do ourselves a favor and stay away from politics for a while. if things go smoothly. If we have to kind of dig down and fight whatever Trump has planned, then, you know, that's okay. But, yeah, let's focus on ourselves for a bit, right? Let's take a break from all these political ads and all these political podcasts and just focus on what makes you happy. And what makes me happy is talking about politics, but I know that's not everyone's cup of tea. But doing it in a respectful and a kind way is something that I will always appreciate, about the people that I bring onto this show. So thank you again.